This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish Abraham. In Delhi, over 10 people were injured while some are feared dead after a stampede-like situation broke out at the New Delhi railway station last evening, said officials. Those injured were admitted to hospital for treatment, informed Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Mr. Vaishnav said that the incident occurred due to sudden rush of passengers and added that a high-level inquiry has been ordered into the incident. He said the situation is now under control. Mr. Vaishnav said that 4 special trains were immediately pressed into service for Mahakumbh Prayagraj to clear the rush and situation was brought under control. Expressing grief at the loss of lives, Mr. Vaishnav said that the entire team is working to assist all those who have been affected by this tragic incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed grief over the incident. Mr. Modi said that he is distressed by the stampede and his thoughts are with all those who have lost their loved ones. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that he spoke to Mr. Vaishnav, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi V.K. Saxena, and other concerned officials regarding the accident. Mr. Shah said that instruction has been issued to provide all possible help to everyone. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also expressed his condolences. Mr. Singh said that he is extremely pained by the loss of lives due to stampede and prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. Delhi LG V.K. Saxena visited the hospital to review the facilities being extended to the injured. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Bharat Tech 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Bharat Tech 2025, a major global event, is being held from February 14th to 17th at the Bharat Mandapam. The event brings together the entire textile value chain, from raw materials to finished products, including accessories, under one roof. Bharat Tech's platform is the textile industry's largest and most comprehensive event, comprising a mega expo spread across 2 venues and showcasing the entire textile ecosystem. It will also feature a global scale conference featuring over 70 conference sessions, roundtables, panel discussions, and masterclass. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stated that India is not only at the center of discussions about the global future but also leading the discourses. Addressing a summit organized by a media house in Delhi, Mr. Modi said India enjoys a position globally which it had never enjoyed before. He noted that the confidence in India is stronger than ever, be it major nations or global platforms. Prime Minister Modi asserted that India has been on a rapid development path ever since 2014. He pointed out that in just a decade, India became one of the top 5 economies of the world. The 55th Director General Border Coordination Conference between the Border Security Force and the Border Guard Bangladesh will be held in Delhi from tomorrow until 20th of this month. During the conference, a BSF delegation led by Director General Daljeet Singh Chaudhary will meet a BGB delegation headed by Director General Major Mohammad Ashraf Zuman Siddiqui. The conference is being organized by the BSF to discuss the border-related issues and improve coordination between both border guarding forces. The 3rd edition of Kashi Tamil Sangamam to celebrate the age-old links between Tamil Nadu and Kashi inaugurated at Namo Ghat in Varanasi yesterday. This 10-day event highlights the significant contributions of sage Agastyar to the Siddha system of medicine, Bharatiya Chikitsa, classical Tamil literature, and also his contributions in the cultural unity of the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged everyone to be a part of Kashi Tamil Sangamam 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Kashi Tamil Sangamam is a celebration of the timeless civilizational bonds between Kashi and Tamil Nadu. An outreach program for World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit, Waves 2025, was held at the Berlin Film Festival 2025 yesterday. The Indian delegation engaged with major film producers from around the world participating in the European film market. The session served as a platform to showcase India's unique blend of ancient heritage and modern technological advancements. In Gaza Strip, Hamas released 3 Israeli hostages while Israel freed 369 Palestinian prisoners under a ceasefire agreement that began last month. In the Women's Premier League 2025, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 2 wickets in a thrilling encounter at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last night. Batting first, Mumbai Indians were bundled out for 164 in 19.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.